welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. This one called, we'll come up with a cool name for it. I'm Jeremy the Impact York from Impact Media. Got tons to talk about. Not a lot coming up after that, but we'll get into that later. You know, without further ado, let's just start right there with the Swamp Rabbits. Because they've been busy. Them, the Gladiators, have been just as busy as the pro counterparts. Let's see, last Wednesday they had the Swamp Rabbits, by the way, are booming. And boy, did they put what I call candles on the cake. Everybody says icing on the cake. Now, what do you have to put the icing on there? You put the candles on there. Boy, they put their stamp of approval on the last week's action. Get the big win in Norfolk, 6-5 in overtime on Wednesday, where Manfredo, McPherson, Baptista, Bouvé, and Backoff added two. Twice as nice. Helvig with 21 big saves. Hey, he didn't have to make 700 saves in that one. Isn't that amazing? Big win there. Then on last Friday, they had the big win versus Norfolk, 4-3. At this point, Norfolk's going to be tired of looking at them. Nault, Rockwood, Lockhead, and Pelich all with the goals in those. Jeremy Helvig, 35 saves. Approaching that 40 again. Last Saturday, they had the big win versus Norfolk, 4-2. Soper with two. Jimmy Soper turns out pretty good. Rockwood and Horton with the other two. Helvig with 30 saves in that one, which led us to Monday. Gladiator fans, you may or may not like this one. Monday, it was the Martin Luther King Holiday Spectacular. And even though it's not traditionally a thing you see on this holiday, there were fireworks. Holy cow, were there fireworks. 13 total goals were scored in Atlanta on Monday. 13. The Gladiators had 6 of them. If you can do your quick math, that means the Swamp Rabbits had 7. Let's see. Pelich and Manfredo with 2, or 1 apiece. Nault had 2. And Baptista. Baptista, the recently engaged Baptista. Congratulations once again. I told you on Instagram, I believe, but congratulations again with the hat trick. What a great way to celebrate. And that's 4 in a row. That's it. Let's see. In fact, let's go back. This is, yep. Yep, 4 in a row. 4 in a row at this particular juncture. But what a spectacular way to go into the weekend. 4 in a row. Where they are averaging, about 5.5-6 goals a game. That's crazy. Helvig is averaging, he had 21 saves in that win. That's 4 in a row for him too. Upcoming schedule for our Swamp Rabbits. This Friday, that'll be tomorrow, they're in Florida, take on the Everblades, 7:30 puck drop on that one. And then on Saturday, they round out the week as they will be in Orlando for a 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. Yep, because they will not play again till Wednesday after that, so we will get more into that later. Now, Gladiators, a little bit, not as good of a streak, but man, they're scoring goals too. Last Wednesday versus Orlando, 7-3 in the loss there. Conway, Frazee, and Neely. Halford had 20 saves. Nell had 8 in the mop-up duty, basically. On Friday, they got their lone win of the last week versus Orlando, 5-4 in overtime. The captain, Derek Nesbitt, and Marchand, who was the ECHL, I think, hardest shot. They're at the All-Star right now. He is the Gladiator All-Star, so congratulations to him on that. And they all had goals, and Aslan had a hat trick, Nell with 33 saves in the winning effort. On Saturday, they had the loss 4-2 in South Carolina versus the Stingrays, where Peterson and Nelson had the goals. Nell had 30 saves there. Nell also had 30 saves in the 7-6 overtime thriller, where Mesner, Peterson, and Aslan all had goals, and Tommy Martian had a hat trick. So we had two hat tricks, one on each side, dueling hat tricks there. Just incredible. The Gladiators are super talented. Just like the Swamp Rabbits are. But for some reason, just can't string together a couple wins here and there. They definitely need to put some magic touch on it so they can hop into the playoffs here. Upcoming schedule for the Gladiators this Friday, they will be in Toledo. 7 p.m. puck drop there. On Saturday, they will be in Indianapolis to take on the Indy Fuel. 6:05 puck drop on that one. Let's move into some NHL action, where the Predators last Tuesday had the loss in Edmonton 4-2. Philip Forsberg and Blackwell with the goal. Sayre Pecorine, 28 saves. Thursday, they had the loss versus, as they hosted, the Anaheim Ducks 4-2. Arvidsson and Granlund with the goals there. Saros had 23 saves. And they were able to round out the week on Saturday with a win versus Buffalo. Hosted Buffalo, the Sabres there. 2-1, where Smith and Johansson had the goals there, and Pecorine with 30 saves. You know, I would say, they've kind of been up and down this year a little bit anyway, but I would say what they're still recovering from is the Ryan Ellis injury from the Winter Classic, where Corey Perry decided to bury his elbow into the side of his head. I feel like that knocked him off what was a good run going there for a minute. They were really starting to build up. But good thing is they're about to have a week-long break as they're on the bye week, because this weekend, of course, will be the All-Star game. I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. And then the following week, I think they don't play till like midweek or Thursday. The Hurricanes last Monday had the loss in Washington 2-0. Mrazek with 28 saves. On Thursday, you had the loss in Columbus versus the Blue Jackets 3-2, where Jordan Staal and Marty Nachos had the big goals there. Mrazek with 15 saves in the losing effort. On Friday, they lost as they hosted the Anaheim Ducks 2-1 in overtime. Sebastian Aho with the lone goal. James Reimer with 35 saves in that one. And on Sunday, they had the big win versus the New York Islanders 2-1, where Svechnikov had the lone goal. This was Reimer with 26 saves. And the three people that scored goals in the shootout, Svechnikov, Teravainen, people you would think, and the returning Justin Williams, who has been just red hot. How red hot has he been? Well, on Tuesday, as they hosted the Winnipeg Jets, Justin Williams had two goals. He has two regular goals now. Teravainen had one, and Marty Nachos had the other. That was a 4-1 victory. Mrazek with 16 saves in that one. They are actually on a bye week until the 31st. Jacob Slavin was named to the All-Star game, not because of a vote, but because of an injury. What injury was that? Well, it would be Dougie Hamilton, who was supposed to be the representative. He fractured his fibula, and he underwent successful surgery. My guess is at least 4 weeks before we could even potentially see him at a rink. But probably a lot longer than that. And of course, like I said, the All-Star game The skills competition is this Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NBCSN. And the actual game will be Saturday at 8 p.m. on NBC. I will be watching, you know, as divided up into the four divisions. They will line up to play each other. I do think I have the opening matchups. Let me see if I can find those real quickly. You know, you play three-on-three hockey. Let's see if we can pull that up real quick. See if we can find those matchups. I swear I saw them earlier. So I'm trying to pull them up. Because, of course, you know, we will obviously be cheering for a couple in particular. Here we go. All right, the opening match at 8:15 will be the Metropolitan, the Metro, versus the Atlantic. And then around 9:15, you have the Pacific versus the Central. Obviously, the two winning squads will face each other in the final there. I believe the winning team splits $1 million or something like that, or wins $1 million. I can't remember. I think it splits $1 million, something like that. But I'll be watching along. Might try to live tweet it. I don't know. I hadn't decided yet. But definitely, I would recommend it. 3-on-3 hockey is always so much fun. But that's pretty much it for this week. We'll call this one All Star Break. Board check All Star Break. Hopefully, everybody watches the All Star game. Hopefully, everybody enjoys it. Like I said, I know we will. But for everybody here at Board Check, we will see you guys next week. Go Rabbits. Go Glads. Go Preds. Go Canes. Go watch the All-Star game. Go watch hockey, guys. See you next week.